Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Natasha Wilch on the line, and she's a physical therapist, clinic owner over at Symphony Rehabilitation, and co-founder over at Concussion Compass. Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Natasha. So I'm excited about today's topic. So we're going to talk about taking your brick and mortar clinic and turning it into a telehealth platform. So excited to get into that. I know there's a lot of people out there listening that may want to do that, but they just don't know exactly how. So you're here to kind of give them some guidance. But before we do that, I want to get a little bit further into your background for those listening. So tell us a little bit more about how you got started in your career.
Yeah, so I'm a registered physical therapist trained up in Canada, and I went to University of British Columbia, became a PT in 2011, and honestly fell in love with the world of neurological rehabilitation, concussion rehab, but then also the world of entrepreneurship and being able to think outside the box and do my own thing, which led to the creation of my clinic Symphony, as well as the creation of Concussion Compass.
Wow, that's awesome. So let's go a little bit further into what you're doing at Symphony Rehabilitation and Concussion Compass. So tell us a little bit more about the companies, please.
Yeah, so Symphony Rehab is that we're a brick and mortar clinic, but we have what we call a hybrid clinic, which means we offer in-person services through our physical location, but we also offer virtual telehealth services across the province and the Northwest Territories of Canada. We've been doing that since 2017, which is we were one of the first clinics to really do that, which is what actually led me to winning Entrepreneur of the Year for Canada that year, which was incredibly exciting. But we're a multidisciplinary clinic. So we do physical therapy, clinical counseling, occupational therapy, breath control therapy, so many different things to facilitate that collaborative practice for our clients moving forward. Concussion Compass is a completely different business. and it's a partnership with Molly Parker. And so in this business, it is a completely online platform in which we support people living with persistent post-concussion symptoms. So those concussion symptoms that just didn't heal and recover like they typically do. And we provide online mentorship through live coaching calls. We have guest experts, and then we have basically this library of information so people don't have to spend all their minimal energy Googling and finding inaccurate information. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So let's, I want to switch it up a bit. So let's go a little bit further into today's topic. So people that are out there listening and they want to turn their practice, they have brick and mortar building, and they want to turn it into more of a virtual or online or telehealth, I should say. What are some things they should be thinking about? Because it's not easy to do, especially if you've never really made that transition. It's not like you can just flip a switch. There's some things to do there.
Yeah, it can be really intimidating, especially if you're a practitioner who is very used to working in person, if you're very used to working with your hands, or it's just the way something's always been done, right? And the beautiful thing right now is telehealth is not going away. It's going to be here. I think it's going to be an integral part of our healthcare system. And so being open and adaptable and being able to dive into this is really important. And so for someone who is truly looking at doing this and where to begin, there is a basic framework and things you need to consider to shift your clinic from that always on hand to that virtual space. I always say there's kind of five pillars you need to look at in doing this telehealth transition. And I coach people through those five pillars so that they can get that information and have a really smooth and easy transition. And it's not intimidating once you have the proper pieces to help you with that guidance at all.
So you've worked with a lot of people in kind of this transition. And, you know, I know every practice, every person, everybody's going to be different and unique. However, I know certain themes tend to arise. What kind of challenges have you seen for the practitioners that have kind of tried to make this transition or have made this transition successfully? What are some of the challenges that people should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is your own fear. Right. Mm. The biggest thing is there. And what I see this a lot is the therapist, whether it's a chiropractor, a physical therapist, a clinical counselor, whatever the profession, is the fear that they're not going to be able to give the care the client expects virtually. And what I try to remind people is, you know, you are a wealth of knowledge, regardless of that profession. You've invested so much time in yourself, in your craft, in your knowledge, in the information you can share with your client. And our clients come to see us for an outcome. Our clients come to see us from a physical therapy perspective, say, to increase function, for decreased pain, to improve performance. And what I say to these therapists is that, you know, up to this point, your hands, per se, has been your main way that you have helped someone achieve that. But you have such a wealth of knowledge that you have so many other tools that you can pull on in that toolbox to help them reach their outcome. So as long as a therapist, regardless of that profession is you keep in mind, you have to know what your client goal is. You have to know what the outcome you're both trying to achieve in this partnership with your client. The vehicle you take to get there can be very different. And telehealth just provides you another model of delivery, another vehicle to help achieve that outcome.
That's awesome. Can you tell us a success story? I want to hear about somebody that, you know, you've worked with that, you know, they successfully made that transition and what it did for their practice.
Oh gosh, it's so exciting to see some of these. So
that's why I wanted some of it. I was like, I know there's some cool stuff that you see.
I am totally that person that, like, when one of my clients or one of my therapists achieves these things, like, I'm that person that jumps up and down and claps my hand and squeals, and I'm a little bit of a dork that way, and I love it. There was one physical therapist who, she longstanding successful practice, but always traditional practice, hands-on. It was the first time she had to close her clinic in her 30-plus years of business. And it's scary because what the heck are you going to do? So she signed up for my course. And within the weekend, so the course was designed to be able to have you launch your practice over a weekend. She took the course. She followed all the steps. She trained her team. She implemented everything I taught her. And her first week of opening her doors to telehealth practice, she had 45 appointments booked.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's just, and that's what was happening. People were, I had one person, she was a pelvic health physical therapist out of the States. And she sent me a message and she's like, Natasha, I never thought I'd be able to do this. I couldn't understand how I, with what I do, could do this via telehealth. She's like, and I'm only halfway through your course. She's like, and I'm excited to do this. I know I can do it. And she sent me a picture of last week to zero this week and sent me a blurred out image of her calendar with all the appointments booked to the clients. And she was just ecstatic. And to see that and to see these clinic owners embracing this and having it creates another revenue stream. It creates freedom and flexibility. So you know you can still help your clients reach their goals, which is why we do what we do. But you don't have to be tied to that physical location every single day. So it's been pretty awesome to watch people kind of go down this train and open their mind to something different and just embrace it and see them excel at it.
That is so exciting. So if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about your courses or to connect with you and follow up on your businesses, I mean, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the easiest way would be Instagram. And so it's just at natasha.wilch or through my website, which is just www.natasha.wilch.com.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. Natasha, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about all the great work you do. Let's have you leave that information one more time because I feel like some people were like, oh, what's that website? What was it? Wait, what'd she say? So let's leave that contact info again. Let's do a little bit slower. I want to make sure they really get it.
Yeah, so Instagram, so you feel free to send me a message and all my links are on there, which is just at natasha.wilch, or you can head straight over to my website, which is www.natashawilch.com.
Fantastic. Well, Natasha, thanks again for coming on. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Natasha, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.